Corbin Hilty, Internal Bleeding, Episode 5. Hello, listeners. This is the author. Today is Sunday. I'm going to try and get a episode out each Sunday from now on. So be looking for those. It gives me the rest of the week to do more writing, get more out there for you. So that's all I got for this week. So sit back and enjoy the episode. Lieutenant Evans, General Haywick is on the line for you, sir. Private Steele announced. Evans put out his pall mall and picked up the phone. He then pressed the button to line one.
Lieutenant Evans here, sir.
He called, awaiting the general's reply.
Lieutenant Evans, do you mind filling me in on what happened this evening?
Haywick's voice was calm, and that scared the shit out of the lieutenant.
Sir, the most promising subject, 357, escaped tonight, sir.
Evans said through closed eyes.
I was under the impression that this... How do I say it?
Haywick lit up a cigar and exhaled into the phone.
Facility. Yes. Facility was state-of-the-art, and security breaches were impossible.
Sir, I said that breaches were improbable, not impossible.
The treatment that was being distributed to Ellis affected him differently than anticipated. If you saw the strain of chaos that man left behind, you would understand, sir. The general took a drag off of the cigar and sat for a few seconds before responding.
Lieutenant, I don't care what path of destruction is out there. You find that son of a bitch before my time runs out. I need him alive and well for the harvest. Understood?
Sir, yes, sir. Evans replied, hanging up the phone.
You are now watching News Channel 7 at 11. Thank you, Chad, for that great intro. Our top story remains the disappearance of local hero David Ellis. He was reported missing approximately 2 weeks ago and hasn't been heard from since. The investigation continues and no official arrests have been made.
Stranger danger. The local Army Reserve unit has reported suspicious activity in the area near the Nelson's Ledges and Township of Nelson. The base's commanding officer, Lieutenant Evans, has requested that any sightings of abnormal behavior be reported.
David awoke to the sound of a thermometer beeping. He opened his eyes and saw Sarah writing down the temperature on a legal pad. She returned to remove the probe and flashed him a brief, if not hopeful, smile. David could only imagine what had been flowing through her mind at that specific moment in time. Once upon a time, David and Sarah had known the schematics to each other's bodies quite well. David couldn't number the amount of scratches and bites she'd given him. All of them had been well worth the pain. She hadn't left without a souvenir either. David had given her several concussions and left several round dents in the headboard. He was pretty sure she enjoyed them as much as he did.
Where are my pants?
David asked, looking down at his waist. Sarah shot him a quizzical glance.
You always knew what to say to a woman.
It's always been one of my specialties, baby. Ellis shot back, raising his eyebrows in mock flirtation.
Has it now?
She retorted, entering some data into the computer.
I always thought so. On a lighter note, what's up, Doc?
Ellis asked, sitting up.
The good news is that your vital signs are back to normal. It's weird, though. I was certain that you had acute liver failure.
She said, seemingly lost in thought.
Sarah? What the hell is wrong with my arm?
David croaked, fear rising in his throat.
What do you mean?
Sarah shot back, snapping out of her trance. David held up his left arm to reveal a giant bruise in the crook of his arm. Sarah rushed over and grabbed it at his forearm to get a better look.
Of course, why didn't I realize it?
She shouted in revelation. David shifted uncomfortably. You mind telling me what's going on?
You said you were dosed, right?
Sarah asked, her mind racing.
Yeah, why?
You think that they did some sort of experiment on you, right?
Yeah, but I don't know what you're fucking getting at. Can you just tell me, goddammit?
Ellis yelled with what energy he had left.
Acute liver failure can be caused by use of unsterile intravenous utensils. They had to monitor your liquids while they did whatever the hell they did to you.
Sarah pressed on, reevaluating her prior diagnosis. Ellis blinked a few times, looking like a deer in the headlights.
Speak words, damn it!
He shouted, throwing his hands up in frustration.
They used a dirty needle when they gave you your IV. Similar to what drug addicts do, they used the same needle over again.
Yet again, David just blinked.
So they gave me fucking AIDS?
We don't know for sure, but the use of the dirty needle would explain the liver failure. It doesn't explain why you were exhibiting those symptoms yesterday and not today. Maybe it's a daily dose of medicine or something they'd be giving you.
Sarah trailed off in mid-thought and picked up her cell phone. She started to dial in a number and held it to her ear.
Who are you calling?
David asked, looking baffled.
I'm calling Dan. I think I know where you're being held.
The phone rang. The Pall Mall lip between his lips wafted smoke lazily up to the lights. There was no answer. Lieutenant Evans groaned and slammed down the phone. He took a drag off of the lit cigarette and got up. He kicked open the door from his office, expelling smoke from his nostrils. Everyone stopped what they were doing to salute the lieutenant. Evans took another deep drag from the smoke.
Where in the hell is Private Steele?
Evans yelled across the room. Smoke seemed to be coming out of his ears, but that was an illusion from the sheer amount of cigarettes the man wolfed down. You sent him with the Special Forces team to hunt down Subject 357. A young man replied, looking down at the floor.
What is your name, soldier?
Lieutenant Evans called out, lighting another cigarette.
My name is Kyle Anderson, Private First Class.
The man called out.
Isn't Steele a private?
Evans asked, confused. Anderson replied.
Yes, sir, he is.
So what's the fucking difference between you and Steele?
Nothing, sir, we're the same rank.
Anderson replied instantly.
Why the hell didn't you just say so? Get in my fucking office now, son.
Sir, yes, sir.
Anderson called, breaking into a brisk walk towards the lieutenant's office. That concludes this episode of Internal Bleeding. Look for episode 6 next Sunday. Until next time, I'm Corbin Hilty.